Hi friends, we are meeting for the subject on customer-centric organization. Let's start with chapter 3. Chapter 3 is on the journey towards greater customer centricity. So initial two sessions gave you an idea about customer centricity, what it is, etc. Now this chapter will take you through knowledge which will give you an idea as to how one can move towards becoming a more customer-centric organization. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this chapter. So be with me, we'll go through this chapter, interesting in its own way. These are some of the objectives that has been put before you. At the end of this, you will learn about how evolving is the relationship criteria in today's era. Okay, and then how one can move towards demand and expectations of the customer. So how can you do things in a right manner, influencing persistency and retention? That's a very critical aspect, so to say. And then it says companies are not meeting expectations, so we will get into that area, etc. Customer centric model that will help you to become more customer focused as we move forward. How the data and availability and analysis and inferences out of it can really help you to get the competitive advantage. And then power of digital, so that we will also try and get that innovation that will help you to be customer centric, or in today's era how innovation is going to be of significant nature. Customer centricity requires a cultural shift, so that we will also be touching upon. And then few practical steps that will enable you to become customer-centric organization. So with this huge number of objectives that in our mind, we begin our journey. So to introduce, essentially would like to say that in today's digital world, media has proliferated far and wide. Customers have access to not limited but very wide array of media. It may be conventional media like newspaper and, you know, televisions, etc. My day starts with newspaper. And then, of course, the digital online. So then I get into digital, then I sit on my laptop, so you get online. So that being the case, okay, consumers have a power to now have the information that he is seeking, comprehend it, and then look at the world he is expected to look for. Early days, customers were in the habit of receiving information only one-sided from the manufacturer and believe in it. So that has changed. Now the foundation of future is that various core principles are emerging, which is redefining the relationship. So in this era, because customers are on various touch points, they have an access to different media information, the preamble, that relationship itself, needs to be relooked. How the relationship are shaping up and what you need to do. There will be many challenges, however, that one faces the organizations to become customer centric, to align itself with the customer, etc. And then ensure that you also meet your targets, etc. And then in that process, how can you have a reward recognition systems, etc., both with the customer end, because you are developing a relationship, and then probably because cultural shift, you need to encourage employees, you need to have this internally. Interactive marketing. So as a result, in today's world, the digital gives the loudspeaker in the hands of the consumer. So marketing has become interactive, and interactive marketing, evolving trends whereby marketers, you know, has a mood from transaction-based efforts to a conversation. That is what I'll just try and explain. Earlier, it used to be a transaction. You want a product, you go to a place, you want us avail service, go to a place, and then just utilize, take purchase, buy the vehicle, product, buy car, buy mixer, buy air conditioner, pay the amount, and goods are occupied by you or services utilized by you. Now it is more of a conversation. You are also reaching out to the consumers through various medias. Consumers are free to put their views, rank you, rate you, or raise their frustrations online. So that's what conversation based. So entire transaction, this thing have become very, very conversation centric. The complex nature of products and customers, okay, customers need. Customer needs are also changing very rapidly. Earlier, they were looking out for maybe one or two, or a quality as one parameter, then maybe one or two features. Now, not only features, he struggles to find out from where he will get a better deal, etc. So, those things are also leading to a level of personal interactiveness is needed. So, in this relation, in today's era, personal interaction is needed. So, that being the case, how this personal interaction starts, that is what I just wanted to give you an idea. So, this is referred as a model, consumer demand and expectation model, which has a five A's. Five A's. How customers respond to you. Customer responds to you, as you can see. As you can see, here is the center. Which way is your interaction likely to go? Which way will your interaction move towards? So, this being the center, ambivalent, this being the center, it can go more towards loyalty, or it can go more towards abandonment. Customer will abandon you, or customer will become loyal to you. Okay. Now, for that, you have to ensure that from ambivalent, you get into appreciative. You know, the customer should start appreciative, and then customer should adore you. Okay. So, that's the level you have to take your relationship. So, these are the things that you have to look for and do it. While here from ambivalent, he may become agitated because his things are not being met, and then he may become angry and he will abandon you. So, that being the basics of this model, so this is what is known as 5 A's. You see, all words are starting with A's. 5 A model. Three of them from the ambivalent starting point, two of them will take you towards loyalty, two other factor A will take you towards abandonment by the customer. Okay, so now evolving customer dynamics. So, we are trying to understand how the customer dynamics work. Customer prefers product to be very simple. Even in today's complicated era, even today with digitalization, even today with a lot of technological innovations are possible, yet customer expects the product use, etc. to be very, very simple, transparent, no complications. Okay. Companies need to choose where they need to invest across the value chain. Now, that is a case because value chain is supposed to give more value to the customers, need not mean more investment by you, and it should raise the perception from X level to higher Y level so that you can extract more value from the customers by charging them premium for it. So, this refers that, you know, where to invest, it should be such that it doesn't lead to unwarranted extra cost. If that be the case, customer have a choice. Okay, may prefer to do themselves, certain things they will do it themselves, they may opt out of that kind of a distribution, etc., or they may switch the suppliers. So, that's the case. Companies need to focus on where their sales channel add values. Now, you have a sales channel or last mile connectivity, as you say, or they are the one after the lead is qualified, they are the one who are going to get lead closed. So, now you have to think as to where will they add value to. So, that's also a question. This being the case under evolving consumer dynamics. So, these things being changing in the market externally, how you are going to get aligned to it. Expectations for consumers are anticipation of the future, relationship between utility value and exchange value. So, this is a framework that we are entering into. So, just first listen to me carefully and then we get into pictorial representation. Expectation from consumer. While dynamically things are evolving, what do you expect? Expectation from consumer is anticipation of future relationship. Anticipation of the future relationship, which is between the utility value and exchange value. So, what is the utility that you are offering to him while you add certain value adds into that? And then exchange value, what is it that you expect in exchange? Customer will look at from that way, what is he getting in exchange for the value that he is paying to him? And expectation from producer are the anticipation of the future relationship between time value and exchange value. So, here as you see, between the utility value and exchange value, and between producer, expectation is time value and exchange value. So, during what time he is able to evolve and create value. overall customers are looking for value to be clearly demonstrated. Clearly demonstrated. You must not beat around the bush. Do something which really customers will appreciate it as a value addition from you, reflecting balance of price, product feature and service tailored. Today, most of the products also need to tailor various additional services to make them exchange worthy. Automobile companies are offering not only finance, the RTO, insurance cover, the first insurance, etc. So they, when you go for a delivery, your car is ready to run on the road. So they do even pujas and this thing. So that's what is the balance between clearly demonstrate. You have to demonstrate that, which is the balance of price, product and services tailored. Services tailored for the customer need. So now see, under evolving consumer dynamic, I told you there is an expectation and that expectation leads to exchange value. Now there was a expectations from the consumer, expectations from the producer. Now then and later. So that's a bandwidth that we have. There's a triangular representation, which is a triangular representation between time value, utility value and exchange value. Earlier, how it used to happen, that between the time and utility value, it is the capacity of the manufacturer to produce and offer it to the consumer, and producer's price level would determine the exchange value. So that customer will look at what is it being offered to him, utility to him, and what is that price at which he is paying. Okay, so consumer price level will be between the utility and the exchange, while for you, it is at what time that you require to introduce a product, and then you decide the price level that you have to fix it up. But today, what is happening, capacity to produce remains same, utility and exchange value, they all become expectation centric. Okay, even manufacturer tries to see what is the perceived value that he can command. Customer will say, what is it that I am getting more? So it's all expectation centric. Okay, moving forward, recognizing the value of customer relationship. This is very vital point. You have to, now we are entering into relationship. We understood where the utility lies, that is in expectations, at the point of initial sale and over the customer lifetime. Today, CLV, customer lifetime value, how much more you can extract from customers over his lifetime is very critical. And that has been met by segmentation. Segmentation, as you know, it's slicing the different market, means from a heterogeneous group of people, you try to identify certain homogeneous group of people based on certain geographic, demographic, psychographic, behavioral characteristic traits that you can identify to be same. Consumer segmentation models can improve the customer satisfaction. So now if you have defined the satisfaction customer segments very well, you exactly know what their needs are, and then when you start serving them, the satisfaction will be very well achieved, because you will either meet the expectation or exceed the expectation. So all unwarranted efforts to push it onto the consumer will not happen. They will pull your product. Okay. Companies also have an opportunity to influence persistency and support. Now, so that is the second era point that we are entering into, influencing persistency and retention. So by earlier slide, we have understood that how you move forward. Now is the significance of persistency and retention. Companies will have to realize that it is critical, and not only critical, there is an opportunity there for being persistent and ensure retention of the existing customer whom you have acquired. This must be backed by the flexibly designed products. So here the designing part of the product is expected to be now flexible, not very rigid. It is started, designing itself starts with preamble that customer needs are constantly evolving. So you cannot go to them with only one set of product and you continue to offer that. You should be able to make it look like a customizable product by certain add-ons, etc. And then discard add-on, add new add-ons as the time go by. So that's a flexible. So flexi design of the product to respond to changing customer need, and add on to that financial incentives and other, you know, awards, rewards, etc. program. So over the customer lifetime, rather than just the point of sale. So this again goes back to persistency. Retention has to do with the customer lifetime value. So what you do to retain them. But the key to improving persistency is removing the reason why customers consider leaving you first. You are able to say overcome the problem and you achieve required persistency. But if that customer is not with you, then effort is lost. So point is, first of all, find out reason why customer leave you. So that's the crux of becoming successful in persistency and retainership. Use a predictive model. Use a predictive model can target customers based on likelihood of lapse and the value of retention. Use a predictive model means, nowadays, business analytics as a subject you might have heard, it is very getting popular. Under that, there are various data being churned to see that if you introduce this as a offer or if you introduce this kind of a scheme, what may be the market reaction? And there are many other. So this is known as a predictive model. Okay. So that's what a very important predictive model can target customer based on likelihood of lapse and value of retention. So predictive model should be used for customers that you realize could be lapsing soon. So how do you retain them and for which, what is the value you can offer and the cost thereof? Customers are willing to build a long-term relationship with the provider and purchase multiple times. Okay. If you improve the communication, you make an effective communication with them and recognize their relationship. Customer is looking at you, they want you to recognize the relationship. Okay. So moving further on that same persistency and retention, companies are not meeting customer expectation. That's another top-end statement. It has come out through various research also. So, and it's a part of persistency and retention, because if you do not meet customer's expectation, the lapsation will be soon. So let's understand this point. Customer survey indicates four dimensions where companies are falling, failing to meet customers' expectation. That is, one is the service quality, rewarding loyalty. You do not recognize their loyalty with you and therefore you are not able to do something for them. Communications, that is, your communication is not very effective. Either it is very generic, it is not designed for that customer segment, etc. And a product transparency not being there. So four areas. Quality of the service, rewarding loyalty is not there, your communication is generic, not aligned to the specific loyal customer, then product transparency not being there. Consumers have a strong sense, okay, that companies could do more to earn their trust, okay, and they tend to judge companies against other consumer industries. So they have a wider access to the market, so they judge you as to what others are doing for them or for their kind of customers, etc., and expecting comparable standards. And then at the least, their expectation is that we should at least get that, if not better. So that's what comes in the mind of the customer. So moving further on how persistency and retentionship is very critical, what happens is companies go by benchmarking themselves within the industry with somebody who's already a leader, etc. And that's what it says is a big disconnect. Even surveys have revealed those kind of things. What happens, because within the industry, you try to do things, however manufacturers' lenses are colored when it comes to customer. So you will get into a trap. That's what it means. Companies need to continually evolve customer proposition to meet changing needs. So what they are saying is it is better to be with the customer and understand from them what is changing, what changes their lifestyle, what changes their needs, etc., what changes their expectations, so what are the change in the expectations, etc. So if you are able to get what is changing from the customer itself, you are actually doing it very effectively. The need for clarity and transparency also driven by regulators. So today even there are regulators are watching if there is something not happening correctly. So instead of them pushing you, why not you do it yourself? So, for example, the controversy about airbags. So, 6 airbags, that is fully all-sided airbags. Now, government has further delayed this decision by 1 year. This is as of yesterday news. Okay. However, a regulator is watchful. That's the only message I'm trying to give you. So instead of them pushing you, because they are the one who came forward, you as an automaker should have done it before. So that's what it means. Now we enter into the third aspects and third objective, so to say, the core principles of for redefining customer relationship. In today's era, which is changing very fast, external environments are driving internal economy and even various industries and all. Now, in such a scenario, digital age is exploding further and further. Customers have a real time, not only information, but the data, etc. Now, in this case, need is to redefine relationship and redefine relationship from the point of your business transformation that is going to happen, because your business is transforming, has to transform. And therefore, the way you keep your relationship with the customer is very important. So we are going to have the step-by-step exposure. So here onwards, I'm going to have the step-by-step exposure. So first core principle is protect business against disintermediation. Disintermediation is a word means going away or leaving the intermediaries. So either you go away, you leave the intermediaries, or they leave you. Any three things can happen. Now, you as a company have to constantly access and understand what are the driver against current and future consumer needs and preferences being pushed further. So, if you are among the company which unable to understand various changes that is happening in the consumer need and evolve your product and solutions accordingly, the trade will know, because pickup of the product volume, etc., will be known to them. So you may go away. You may go away not only from the end customers, also the distributors. Company need to make sure that they retain a strong influence. They retain a strong influence on how consumer view their product and services. So that's through communication. That's through constant evolution of a product or a packages around the product, so that customer is able to customize to meet his requirement. So that's what is to be done regardless of overall channel strategy. So this is a must irrespective of your channel strategy. So that is a de-intermediation. So these are the 2 points. Then it is redefine customer relationships. So next level, the transformation that is driving, companies need to better understand the true needs of their customer in order to redefine the product and services they offer and the way in which they interact. So it is not all about your developing, constantly understanding need and developing the product or product plus service basket, etc. But what is important is to interact and serve them. So you have to reach out to them, you have to make them understand what changes are there, what is the solution that you are offering. They must see the value in it, okay? And then serve them. Delivery of that is also very critical. Consistency, again, persistence, consistency, retention are very crucial. Same, customer should not feel variations whenever he interacts with you. So that's what companies need to know their customers better than ever and use the information and knowledge as a source of competitive advantage. So constantly churn data that you receive to try and find out what is shifting at the customer end. Modify your product plus service basket. Or if you are only service provider, introduce maybe new service, and that way use information for competitive advantage. So next core principle is about productivity. Increase productivity to gain a competitive advantage. Productivity is nothing but input to output ratio. So in a limited time, are you producing more? So that way you look at productivity. Now business will achieve a very distinct competitive advantage if they can better their productivity. Okay, companies will get competitive advantage, seem to be better than competition if productivity is better. So response time, the number that you produce, customer may not know this, but you are able to spread the overhead because you are producing more in a given short time. So key drivers for managing this productivity is like a technology innovations, or bring new technology as early as possible, be innovative, develop skills of the staff, and seize any opportunity which is coming in your way. The dual lens of improving expense positioning while growing the top line will achieve. So achieve the competitive advantage means there is a dual lens. One end, you have to ensure that expense positions means you make an expenditure which gives you a better ROI, or you are investing in a fruitful activity. And the second end, top line. So top line is how are you able to manage things at a lower cost. So revenue minus lower cost means better gross profit. Then lower operating cost means better net profit. So that's the productivity related advantage. Diversify sources of revenue. In today's era, what is coming out also, and especially we are becoming service-centric economy. India's overall 58% is a service economy contribution to gross domestic product, GDP. Now, in that era, you have to constantly evolve. You cannot remain one product fit company. You have to constantly evolve and diversify to sustain stable top line. Diversification also comes out, not that go into 360 degree diversifications, etc. Constantly try to see whether you can add a revenue stream within the same product, but by adding certain service addition add-ons, are you able to generate additional revenue stream? Also affects customer centricity. It recognizes that the product performance and the consumer needs shift with the market conditions. So when shifts are happening, even customer needs are changing, customer's way of customer behavior is so fragile, fragile nowadays. They also change their loyalties, etc. So in that era, even your shift and your ability to garner or retain that customers by offering a different kind and different nature of service and the product, you are able to get better revenue for yourself. Collaborate with new partners across the value chain. This point means nothing but essentially the game is changing. There are ways by which you can either do say co-branding, etc., or outsource. Companies have been advised to try and see that, be very focused, to be a customer centric, see that your core product or core service, that and that relevant certain facilitating or enhancing service that you retain in your hand, and that you do it utmost better. But there are others which you probably can outsource to somebody who's an expert. So that side, they will also be able to improve the service delivery. If I had to give you an idea, say 5-star hotel, 7-star hotel, the core is the management of the guest stay. There are other facilitating services like ordering, how they reach out to you and order, or things like billing and settlement, whether you do through third party payment app, gateways, etc. But then there are a few other things, you know, that is booking and those kind of, can you outsource? Now, once you do that, then your focus, it will not be on more getting more and more customer, but your focus will shift to giving them excellent service. So that's the overall, and for that, constantly customer has to try and see how they can collaborate with partners who have specific knowledge, subject matter experts, and then increase value in the given value chain. So we have finished understanding core principles for redefining customer relationship. Now we enter into a next section, protecting the core. Protecting the core, I just earlier also mentioned to you, becoming more customer focused. So when you do that, when you focus on your core, you become more customer focused. Businesses are increasingly adopting customer focused business process to gain competitive advantage. So even the processes which you have so far defined, but if they may not be customer focused, try to realign, try to create a back end and the front end cohesiveness. So there are processes which probably prevent the front back end to do things for the front end, or front end to get things from the back end. Try to see that such blockages are removed. Customer experience delivery needs to have a cultural shift, you know, that culture that truly embraces this customer concept. And experience is the ballpark of any company to distinguish themselves. It's the employee who provide experience, which requires a cultural shift in employee accepting this. Talking to customer is a core part of becoming a business that listens to the customer. So listening more to the customer, that is protecting the core, requires you to be with them. With this core strategies in place. So which are the core strategies? Adopt customer focused business process. Experience delivery needs a cultural shift, and a cultural has to be culture embraced by all the employees. And talking to customer. So these three things. Core strategies place the focus can shift from operational issue that will enable change, change in terms of revenue, better profitability, lower cost of customer acquisition, and long-term relationship. So you can extract customer's lifetime value. So we are trying to understand protecting the core, how one can, because you want to become more customer focused. So there are essentially three steps during a journey one is to take. The organization has to focus on customer centric operating model. So there are operating model available. We'll learn about it more. Advanced segmentation and data analysis. So more to do with the data and analysis of it to get a better understanding of the segments, and harnessing digital to become more engaged. You get more engagement with the customers at a lower cost. What you see in the side is the word customer, but they have, for each character there is a meaning given. So C stands for communicate, connect, and care. So you must be able to achieve this. U for unlock. So you have to unlock entire ecosystem wherein employees and customers are part of your community. So they have to be present in your community of the entire design. A share, S stands for share, not just your own stuff, but share more of information, useful resources from where customers can find more stories, etc., of a customer's journey and all. T stands for track conversations, wherein it is very essential. What is the people talking about you? Okay, about your people, about your services, about your network, etc. Open eyes, ears and mouth. So keep your eyes, ear and mouth open. So this will bring in a lot of valuable information. M stands for measure. If you do not measure what you are doing it and know the outcome of it, then you are not actually monitoring your business well. E stands for excel, that is invest in customer delight. That delight that will directly impact your relationship with him over a lifetime. And R for rewards, reward the community. So it is like how organizations recognizes the relationship with the company and the brand, and how organization goes about rewarding it, rewarding that community. So those three areas that we studied earlier, that I mentioned that they need to, those who want to become customer centric. So first one, don't read it as one third, it is one of three, customer centric model. So the, what is this customer centric model is all about? It is imperative to collaboratively work with other stakeholders, partners and customers and employees. So you need some system by which you are able to collaborate seamlessly with various stakeholders. It goes right up to the place of saying customers, employees and even partners, etc. Goal is to implement a business innovation model. So how can you create a customer centricity by being innovative? So goal is to like have a platform which will foster a lot of interactivity so that innovative aspects come out. This challenges therefore require organizations to leverage the right technology and strategic tools. So therefore you have to invest in identifying and installing the right technology tool, operating models around a deep understanding of its customer, people, processes and what they value. That is what something your relationship with the customer more profitable. So what it mentions to you is that deeper understanding that comes from the data. We will see that deeper understanding will enable you to know various stakeholders and what they value about you, about your product. So that's the first part, one of three, customer centric model. So this is that customer centric model where customer, people and processes are recognized as a valuable contributor. Customer is all about develop superior long lasting relationship. So you have to tap the lifetime value of the customer. People is all about to unify them with one common vision. They should know what they are working for and then equip them and create a self-motivating approach by reward and recognition so that they contribute. They know what they are heading for which, what are the milestones and for which, what is his role and responsibility, and if he accidentally does well, what will be he getting. So that's the clarity is required. And then the process. Processes need a continuous improvement. You have to remove redundancy, you have to remove by adding technology, you have to do time value analysis, so you probably shorten certain processes, etc. So process will really make you productive, and productivity will lead you to get a better acceptance among the customer. So that's also another three aspects: customer, people, and processes. It comes from this only, the necessity of the customer-centric model. Then steps to build. So again, steps to build customer-centric business model. So how can you build your customer-centric model? There it was accepted that you will have to have some technology or a platform being taken, but to build that entire thing, customer-centric business model means you are walking with the stakeholders, people, employees, etc. How can you do that? Identify your most valuable customer. So starts with the customer. Who is he? Talk to this customer. Build a clear, objective customer journey map. So after you talk to them, can you develop a complete customer journey map? So that's very critical. Journey map is like how customers go about information search, how customers go about assessing you, which all touch points he go, etc., how he takes decisions. So those entire journey map. Understand your company's strategic value to customers. You must understand why customer is relating himself with you, what is it that he is getting as a value. So you must know the strategic reason, okay, why he is coming to you again and again, and build a shared vision. So along with employees, along with the stakeholders, etc., can you create a shared vision? So that's the way you go about building customer-centric business model. Thank you very much.